Hello, this is Wikipedia Podden with a special episode in English. We're coming to you from WikiTechStorm 2019 in Amsterdam. We are doing a couple of special episodes, both about the conference itself, but also the fantastic people that are here and the projects that they care about. So tune in and listen to our special episodes. And we're back from WikiTechStorm in Amsterdam again, and I'm here with Anna, one of the participants. Is this your first WikiTechStorm?
No, this is my fourth WikiTechStorm. So I came here the first time 1.5 years ago, and 3 times with the Dutch chapter now, and 1 time in Prague, Wikimedia Hackathon.
So I guess you like it because you come back, or what is it you enjoy most with this TechStorms?
Well, it's a very inspiring environment and welcoming environment. I think that's what really kept me staying here, and very friendly organized. So actually I'm planning my holidays around these events because I have little spare time, but I prefer to be here than on holidays. So that's how I come back.
And does this differ a lot from what you usually do?
The atmosphere differs a lot. Partially the content. I'm otherwise, or before 1.5 years ago, I was not in touch at all with Wikimedia. I work with data management and modeling. And then we only have enterprise software and tools. It feels totally different, yeah, in that sense.
And what have you been working on this TechStorm?
This TechStorm, I mainly did one bug fix, which was for me the first time to formally go through the repository uploading process. And the other part is like a kind of a longer project where I want to visualize data and work on tools in the future to discover the coverage of topics which are represented in the Wikimedia environment in general.
And did this event enable you to do something that you couldn't have done if you just did it at home on a weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, just your, I think this environment, if you want to work, maybe even not only technical, but just work with a from the technical side, it's so open and scattered in some way, but also so, everyone has new ideas and works on new ideas, but there are no central repositories or how-to guides or anything where you say, okay, I go from A to B and C, and then I know how it works. So you really need to connect with the people. That's how I discover it. And then they tell you, oh, I have here the script, and I have here a repository, here's a tool. And that's how you discover and how you progress. And if you don't meet the people, I think it wouldn't work like this.
And have these meetings and connections given you new ideas to work on after this as well?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually for each hackathon, I have many ideas. The only thing that I'm missing then is the time.
I guess we're all missing that, but right. At least the ideas are here. Is there anything specific that you learned this time?
I think not so much. What I really learned the last time when I was in Prague, I was together with the developer of the ORES library, who explained me a lot about how the infrastructure works and how the libraries work, and it was the first time I could get in contact with that. So basically today I was retooling what you learned in the past.
And do you have any tips for other event organizers that this event did really well and that you wish would see others do more often?
what I personally, just very personal point of view, find very interesting how they design the space, like with the friendly policy and the representatives who you can go to. So you really have the idea, the organizers wish that it's a success and everyone feels welcome and they emphasize it. And this is, I think, something very valuable that there are not groups that get built and then you're stuck in a group, for example. It helps really to have a very free environment and learn a lot therefore.
It sounds to me that you will come back if there's a fifth Wikitech storm?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Thanks for taking the time and talking to me. It's been a busy conference and yeah, let's have some drinks.
Yeah, sure.
You have just listened to one of our special episodes from Wikitech Storm 2019 in Amsterdam. We'll soon be back with more episodes.